you. A reading of the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus took Peter, James, and John, his brother, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, conversing with him. And Peter said to Jesus in reply, "Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I will make three tents here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud cast a shadow over them. And from the cloud a voice that said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell prostrate and were very much afraid. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, "Rise, and do not be afraid." And when the disciples raised their eyes, they saw no one else but Jesus alone. As they were coming down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, "Do not tell the vision to anyone till the Son of Man has been raised from the dead." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Last weekend, I had a surprise visit from a couple I married about 10 years ago, and I had kept in contact with them, but I had not seen them in a while. They came to Holy Family, and it was a blessing for me to see them and to catch up with them. And as they were preparing to leave, they asked me to bless them because they were going on vacation. And I said, of course, I was excited for them. And I gave them a blessing. The only problem is they went to Puerto Vallarta last week. And for those of you who've seen the news, Mexico had a very difficult week last week. Very difficult week, and a lot of prayers needed there right now. And when I saw the news, what was going on, I instantly reached out to them because I was worried for them. You know, and you've all been there, have you not? When somebody you love is at a place that's not exactly safe, and you just want to make sure that they're okay. So I text both of them, and I didn't get a response for a couple hours, and I was very nervous, but thanks be to God, they were okay, and they were just hiding in their hotel room, and so we FaceTime each other, and I was looking at this couple that I deeply loved that I had the honor to marry, and he said, "Father, I don't know what I'm supposed to do," and she said, "What do you mean?" She goes, "We're supposed to pray." And I said, "You're very good. You're saying that to the priest that married you, right?" But isn't that true? Because we are all going to face scary moments in life. And we're going to face difficulties. And there's going to be unknown moments where we wake up and we think, how am I even going to get through this day? The events of the world are overwhelming. We woke up yesterday to see that, you know, what's going on in the Middle East. And that could be overwhelming and frightening. And yet our Lord is telling us in this beautiful gospel today, it's going to be all right. This couple that I married, they're home now. They're, you know, I asked them if they were going to go back. They said, probably not. But we're not home yet, because our home is in heaven. And Jesus did not promise us an easy life, but what he did promise us, eternal life, if we listen to him. So this gospel makes it very clear. It says, "You are my beloved Son. Listen to him." Who is him? Jesus. And now more than ever, we need to listen to our Lord. So listen to him. Listen to Jesus. Listen to the voice of Christ above whatever this world has to offer us. In other words, increase your prayer life. We're in this beautiful season of Lent, and Jesus is saying, "I love you. I want you to spend more time with me. Spend more time with Christ this Lent." And Jesus says, listen to me. Be not afraid. Repeat that, please.
Be not afraid.
Be not afraid. Be not afraid. With the new, the world going, you know, the world events yesterday, I was listening to the news and I noticed my anxiety level went up. Does that ever happen to you? So I turn off the TV and I put on 90s hip hop from when I was in high school. I don't recommend it. I probably need to go to confession, some of those lyrics. But after a while, of course, I started to pray more. That's what Jesus is saying. Listen to him. Nurture your spiritual life. This beautiful gospel is a reminder to us that because we're not in heaven yet, and we have these moments of grace, these moments of life is going well, but our Lord is telling us we have to get off the mountaintop like the disciples did, and we have to get back to work. Sometimes fear can paralyze us, anxiety, worry, where we're so overcome with the events of the world and our daily lives, our family issues, that it's easier just to not want to do anything, to surrender. And Jesus is inviting us to pick up our cross daily, to do our task well, to be the best family member that you could be, the best student, the best co-worker, wherever the Lord is calling you to be. But he's telling you, you cannot waste your life. Every day is a gift from God, and it's up to you, us to use this gift of our life to make the world a better place. 40 days from now is actually Good Friday, and the church was intentional putting this gospel today, 40 days from Good Friday, because it's the cross alone that leads to the resurrection, my friend. So if you're here right now and you're overcome with pain, worry, grief, you're grieving the loss of your loved one, I'm here to remind you that this is not the final chapter. We are on the road to heaven together. And we see this image of who Jesus is going to be one day in heaven for all of us. And he gives the disciples hope that one day we will be with our loved ones again. How exciting for us that we're going to be with them again. And there's going to be no pain, there's going to be no suffering. And in heaven, we're all going to love each other as we're called to do here on earth, but oftentimes fail. So my friends, we have a choice to make. We could become so overcome with worry and fear and anxiety that it paralyzes us. But yet our Lord is telling us today, I love you. Be not afraid. Listen to him. And Jesus is saying, heaven is waiting for each and every one of you. So the world may be scary right now, but Christ has already conquered this world for us. And our true home is where?
Heaven.
Heaven. 60% of you said that. That's great. I don't know where the other ones want to go, but heaven. Heaven. Listen to our Lord. He's not going to lead you astray. We will be with him one day. That I know for sure, and I know you know that as well. So what could we do in the meantime? Exactly what he's telling us to do. Get to work. Get to work with kindness, compassion, forgiveness, showing others that the world is far holier than we are showing right now. By being kind to each other. And if we do those things, we will be the face of Christ to one another. So where in your life are you struggling with fear? Where do you need to hear today, be not afraid, as Jesus is telling us, listen to me, be not afraid. And let's bring that to our Lord right now. So may he replace our fear with peace.